This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's our Browns beat reporter, Daryl Ryder, and he's brought to us by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. He's been part of a big day out in Berea. Kevin Stefanski speaking, and then Joe Flacco talking about his return to Baltimore for the first time. Hello, D.
Daryl.
Daryl, you with us?
There we go. I was going to say, you guys disappeared on me there for a bit.
Sorry about that, pal.
That's all right.
Before we get into anything else, no, Quinshon Judkins is not here. He's not at practice. Where might he be? He's not at practice. Okay, reports out there that he's in New York meeting with the commissioner. Do you think he'll be on the football field Sunday in Baltimore?
Hard to say. I mean, Kevin Stefanski did say that Quinshon is in good shape and you know did what he needed to do when he was away from the team. He also said, though, they didn't have a lot of contact with him when he was away from the team. They'll put him on the field tomorrow. They'll take a look at him, put him on the field again on Friday, and they'll have to make a determination. Look, I don't expect that even if he does play, Jeff, that he's going to have a rather expansive role in the game. I think it'll be limited because it's common sense. You're just not going to put a guy who had two practices, you're not going to put him out there for, 30, 40 snaps. So if he does play Sunday against the Ravens, I think that Stefanski and the Browns will pick and choose their spots.
If he doesn't play, Daryl, is it because the Browns just think, all right, let's give him another week, or do you think the NFL is going to say something here?
No, I don't think the NFL is going to say anything. I think that the conversations being had with him today in New York is just all about their continued fact-finding process related to the investigation. I don't believe that the league will be quick to, come down with any type of a decision, 24 to 48 hours after that, because you'd have to think that the league then will take whatever testimony he gives today and, cross-check that information with the information that they have already gathered or to go about getting additional information to, verify that Judkins was truthful with them, right? So, and that takes time. So the fact that he's talking to the league office today, I don't anticipate any type of a decision coming from the NFL this week about whether or not he will be allowed to play football.
So then what running back, assess the running backs from what we saw from game one and then tell me how they can get better in game two between Sampson, Ford, and Sanders then.
Well, I think Sampson gave you the most out of that running back room, right? Mm-hmm. Not just with carries on the ground. He had the highest average between him and Ford. He averaged a whole 1.1 yards more than Ford did at 2.4 per carry. But where Sampson really contributed, it was in the passing game. He had seven or eight catches for around 65 yards. And that essentially was the Browns' running game. Like, let's be honest about it. They used the short passing game coming out of the backfield as their way to generate yardage with, or I should say, from the running back position. So now I don't know how much they're going to get away with that with the Baltimore Ravens and whatnot. But, you know, Samson certainly showed you something Sunday against the Cincinnati Bengals.
Were you surprised, Daryl, that the game plan combined with what the Bengals gave the Browns the other day kept them from throwing deep, which is one of Joe Flacco's strengths? Is that something the Browns need to actively try to do, or are they okay a little shorter, a little more intermediate stuff, kind of accentuate the running game and even, you know, like the extended handoff on a short pass type of thing?
Yeah. I mean, look, the Browns had, I define explosive plays as plus 20 yards. Okay. The Browns only had three of those in that game. The Baltimore Ravens against the Buffalo Bills had eight plays of 20 or more yards in that game that they also ended up losing. They're up at Buffalo Sunday night. They have to find a way to create those explosive offensively. They're just, whether that's a, you know, catch and run, whether that's letting Joe Flacco rip the ball down the field. But like, let's also look at the receiver room. They don't have a lot of guys that are going to, you know, be burners and take the top off of defenses either. Like, let's understand that. But I do feel like there are ways you can scheme, you know, those 15-yard passes that turn into a 25, 35-yard catch and run, right? And I think that that's going to be the challenge, not only for this week, Jeff, but just, you know, going forward
sure.
in this season, right? Just trying to draw some things because – You don't have to throw it, 35, 45 yards down the field in the air to get those explosives. So I anticipate that Kevin Stefanski is going to try to scheme some ways to get those explosive plays without the, you know, traditional bombs down the field. But it would be good for them to throw a couple of those just to keep defenses honest, right? Mm-hmm. But, you know, the thing about the Ravens is they just do it so beautifully. They balance all of that with perfection. And granted, they have a quarterback that can do it and is also, you know, a legend with his legs. But Joe Flacco can still throw the football. So, you know, let's not discount that. But it's just a matter of can Browns receivers get themselves open down the field and give Joe Flacco something to throw deep to.
What are you going to see out of the Browns defense in this week, this game? Because if you're Baltimore, what did you learn in week one that you could expose in week two?
Well, I think Carson Schlesinger, and I have said this before, when they drafted him, I kind of felt like he was the JOK replacement.
Right.
And I think Schlesinger is showing you that he can handle that role just fine. He is very good moving side to side. And as we know, if you're going to have any success defensively against Lamar Jackson, it's hemming him inside the tackles. Do not allow him to get outside and keep his eyes down the field to where he can hit you with his arm deep or tuck it and run it. That said, though, the problem with Lamar is he can kill you from the pocket as well. So pick your poison. And that's where your improved pass rush definitely comes into play as well, and the ability to not only hem him in, but collapse that pocket. And that's obviously going to be very, very important. And then in the secondary, right, you got to stick to these Ravens receivers and like glue. I mean, you cannot allow, you know, Flowers to go for nearly 150 yards in a game. He's, you know, top target for them in that loss to the Bills. I think he had like seven or eight catches, and he was close to 150 yards in that one, right?
Mm-hmm.
But they got to make sure that they are sticking to those Ravens receivers and not giving Lamar Jackson big windows to fit the football into.
Daryl Ryder joining us.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The receivers, I thought, Daryl, ready? If you don't drop a couple of passes, you were okay. What do you think of Cedric Tillman being back out on the field and his chemistry with Joe Flacco?
Yeah, I mean, look, and if Andre Schmidt makes a couple of kicks, right? I mean, that's just the way she goes. But the reality is there were drops on Sunday. Two of them resulted in interceptions and turnovers. The kicks were missed. But, Tillman caught, I want to say, five passes. He averaged around 10 yards per catch, which is a good average there. He was one of three receivers for the Browns, pass catchers, I should say, for the Browns on Sunday to average more than 10 yards per reception. Jerry Jeudy and David Njoku also were in the play. And that's where you want to be, guys. In the passing game, you certainly don't want to be averaging in the single digits on receptions, because that means you're really not moving the ball, down the field. So that was a positive for the Browns.
Daryl, we listened to Kevin Stefanski. He sounded a little antsy today. Is that true? False? What'd you think?
It was a typical Kevin Stefanski Wednesday press conference where he tried to tell us as little as humanly possible. And look, I'm not criticizing. He's been here for 6 years. This is what he does. Okay. He does not like to show any type of a personality in press conferences. He does not like to tip his hand in press conferences. He got asked the question about the last play of the game. And, was that supposed to be a lateral or something like that? I said, yeah, I'm not talking about that. You know what I mean? Because he doesn't want to, don't want to give anything away. And,
right.
And that is his, that is his goal. He never wants to make headlines. And you know what? I think there's something it might be frustrating for you guys or, for me, right? Because we make livings on sound bites and quotes. But from Kevin's standpoint, he's just doing his job.
Right.
He never wants it to be about him, and he never wants to make a headline. So, and honestly, I respect that. I really do. Like I said, I mean, it's not great for the quote machine, but, when it comes to him and doing his job and presenting the way he wants to present, he's expert level at answering questions without revealing more than he really wants to reveal.
Daryl, thank you, sir.
Thanks, Daryl.
You bet, guys.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.